My topic covers on the healthcare waste management practice and innovations in the 5 regions of Ethiopia. So these are the outlines of my, it's grounded on this outline, the background, objective of the study, methodology, result and discussion, and limitation of the study, conclusions and recommendation. Finally, I will cover with acknowledgement. Just to give you a slight picture of Ethiopia as a country profile, as Ethiopia, it is an ancient and oldest center of civilization dating back to 3,000 years before, and it is situated in the Horn of Africa. And Ethiopia is also known as it's the place, the birthplace of the magic bean of coffee. And as you know, from the archaeological point of view, Lucy is the oldest and complete hominid skeleton. It was discovered 3 million years before there in Ethiopia. So still on the country profile, the total area of the land is 1.13 million square kilometers. Ethiopia is having more than 82 million people. But most of the people are living in the rural part of the country, where the infrastructure settings are very poor, since Ethiopia is one of the poorest countries in the world. So the safe water coverage is 73.3, but the 2015 target rate is 98.5. The latrine coverage is 86%. The primary health service coverage, which gives health service for the rural part of the population, that is for the 84% of the population, that is, the coverage is now 89.6. The Ethiopian government is doing a dramatic change for the country, for the people, but still it is debatable and still questionable. So the number of health centers which are giving service for the most people is 2,660, and the number of hospitals, the public 122, the private 56, among these the NGOs are 16. Hospital beds are usually around 15,101. This is the Ethiopian healthcare tier system. So the Federal Ministry of Health is now doing a very dramatic and doing a very fantastic work based on this tier system. The primary level healthcare, which is serving the 84% of the Ethiopian people, just the health post, which is the catchment population, is from 3,000 up to 5,000. The health center from 15,000 to 25,000. It's serving, you know, but with 20 health professionals, and the primary hospital is from 60,000 up to 100,000. This is in the rural part of the country, but when you come to the urban, the health center catchment population, it may go up to 40,000. And at the secondary level, the general hospital from 1 to 1.5 million people, and at the tertiary level health care system, specialized hospitals with experts, with specialists, so it is serving 3.5 up to 5 million people. So coming to see the health status of the Ethiopia, the healthcare system has improved a lot in the past decade. The infant mortality rate, you know, let me tell you, when I was a student nurse, before 30 years back, it was 120. You know, the movement is very slow. It is very slow because of so many conditions, the geographical, the economical, the political situation, or so many things. So now we are at 59, 2011 is the 59, but the target figure is 31 per 1,000 live births. The under 5 mortality rate is 88 now, we are now on 88, but the target figure is 68. The maternal mortality rate, as you know, the days of a mother because of so many things, but the major causes in Ethiopia are the ruptured, the prolonged labor, the ruptured uterus, the severe preeclampsia, eclampsia, and complications related to abortion. So that is, the target rate is 267 per 100,000, but still this figure is debatable. It's still debatable. So a rapid expansion of health facilities, especially health centers, are there. So we have reached the target. And then the health extension workers who are knocking at each door of the village people. So still we are on the track. We are getting the target figure. So the health, still the major health problem of the country is the preventable communicable disease that ranks from 60 to 80%, and nutritional disorder also. But major progress has been done, but still the Ethiopian people face a high rate of morbidity and mortality, and still the health status remains relatively very poor. So the primary health care service is trying to bring closer to the village the health service. It has been worked remarkably. However, the full functionality of the health institutions and proper utilization of the health facilities still remains a challenge. So, coming to my topic, the healthcare waste handling and disposal problems in Ethiopia, as you know, healthcare waste is a byproduct of healthcare. Although most of this waste is not infectious, other than the regular household wastes, but certain types of healthcare waste still present higher risk to health. Infectious waste, as you know, it ranges from 15% to 25% from the total healthcare waste. But the mismanagement or inadequate management of the healthcare waste, it puts the patients, the healthcare provider, the community just at risk. And also the other thing is the environmental risk that arises from the open burning, what the country is now using because of the poorly maintained incinerator. So proper healthcare waste management systems enable, as we know, healthcare waste to be managed responsibly and without harming the community and at large the environment also. So what the country evidence shows regarding the healthcare waste management, you know, Ethiopia, as you know, has got a poor health status relative to other low-income countries, even from the sub-Saharan African countries. So waste produced during healthcare delivery, you know, it carries higher potential of infection and injury than any other type of waste because resource constraint is there. So it is very difficult in a resource constraint settings, it's very difficult to control the infection, rates of hospital-acquired infections, and also exposure of the healthcare providers to such infection. So many healthcare-related infections like HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B and C, and other bacterial and viral infections can be transmitted by mishandling of the healthcare wastes and infectious wastes. So most nosocomial infections can be prevented with readily and available, but relatively inexpensive strategies, but that thing, because of low awareness, it's that has got very difficulty to approach. So the government is now doing the widening and strengthening the health infrastructure system. But widening and strengthening the health infrastructure system is not enough. The quality of the healthcare system should have to go side by side. So the main objective of my study is to examine the current healthcare waste management practices in our country, Ethiopia, through the structural health facility survey. So to do then, the other objective of my study is to demonstrate integrated health facility waste management practices, interventions, and also material supports in selected health centers of the country. So the methodology we used, I used the secondary data, which was used for a facility-based descriptive cross-sectional study. A total of 156 health facilities were studied. Among these, 131 were health centers, and the rest were primary hospitals. That means in the five most populous regions of Ethiopia, that means Addis Ababa is the capital city of Ethiopia. One study has been conducted there, and the Oromia, which has got a broad area, and the southern nation is another area, and the northern part of Ethiopia, that is Tigray. So the data was collected from April to July 2011, and all the required ethical and technical aspects were considered during data collection and also data analysis. Coming to the results and discussion, you know, the majority of the health centers and hospitals, they documented waste disposal information generated from those health facilities. But when we see the waste management process starting from segregation, collection using the simple method of buckets or safety boxes, it were functional only in 87.7% of the health centers. And waste segregation in hospitals was better than health centers, but the health centers, mind you, they are serving most of the people. So nearly two-fifths of the health centers didn't have infection prevention utilities, particularly for tuberculosis and other infectious specimens. As you know, Ethiopia, from the 22 high-burden countries, where the new cases are found, Ethiopia ranks as seventh. When it comes to the sub-Saharan African countries, Ethiopia ranks as third. So if the facilities and the utilities, they don't have the infection prevention system, you can imagine. So the most common waste disposal system was incineration for both health centers and hospitals. But those incinerators were not functioning properly, poorly maintained, so most of the waste were just laid on the ground for open burning. So that counts for 55.7% and hospitals for 66.7%. Most of the health centers and hospitals surveyed had functional sewerage system, but when it is spilled, it was just at the level of the ground. When high flood is coming, it will bring out all the waste to the ground. So if it's not protecting or if it doesn't have fence, the, you know, the scavengers, the poor people, the children are playing on that area, so the accessibility of and spreading of infection, you can bring it into your mind. And also the solid waste piece with no protection and also covers. More than one-sixth of the health centers and one-third of the hospital survey didn't have an ash or a simple ash or needle pit in use. A placenta, which is a raw media for most infection, that pit doesn't have or didn't have cover, and it didn't have even vent that is not functioning properly. That means one-tenth of the health centers didn't have such kind of situations. So coming to my conclusions, a considerable number of health centers and hospitals practice open burning, and they do have solid waste pits with no covers and protection. So management of hazardous waste, like sharp materials, is pertinent. As a substantial number of health facilities, they didn't have functional ash or needle pit. So what we recommend as a project employee, as an Ethiopian, so in coordination with partners, the Ethiopian government should have to give emphasis, should have to give focus on improvement in managing solid and hazardous waste, particularly in health centers. The health centers, as I told you, it is giving service for 84% of the Ethiopian people. So an in-depth qualitative study it's required to investigate how waste management works in health centers and hospitals. My study has got limitation because the sampling method was convenient sampling. It was non-probability. So while selecting health centers, so it cannot be taken as a general, it cannot be taken as a general picture for the national level. And the study focused on the structural aspect of care in health facilities. So less emphasis were given on the process of care, and it didn't measure the therapeutic and the economic and the humanistic outcomes of care. So I would like to acknowledge individuals and institutions in one way or the other who contributed to the successful completion of this assessment: the United States Agency for International Development, which is working in Ethiopia, and the Federal Ministry of Health, that is Ethiopian Federal Ministry of Health, the regional health bureaus, that means the five regional health bureaus, those health facilities which have been assessed, and also including their staff. So this is all my presentation. Thank you for attending.
Finished right in time. That's for you. Okay.